time for speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go. Got jokes today from Bob Jakeaway in Rockford, Paul Imes in Wilmette, and a different Paul. Still, he says, pining for the elusive, coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug in Dixon, Illinois. Terry in Lansing, John Capper. Got a joke from Diane and Steve in Redondo Beach, California. And Nora Smith in Bartlett and Pat Somebody in Waukegan. And Bill in Sherrillville. Amy from Dyer, Indiana. Jen Rankins in McHenry, Illinois. Jan in Lake Villa wrote, I was in a big box hardware store the other day. And by the checkout register, Dave, they had a big box of yardsticks. And I looked at the sales clerk, and then I looked at the yardsticks. And I thought to myself, should I? And then I thought, no, I better not. Because you know the first rule of speed jokes is, what's the first rule of speed jokes, Dave?
You would not explain a speed joke.
We never explain speed jokes. But the old joke, one of our favorites is, you know, they're not making yardsticks any longer. Hey, according to a recent survey, asked if inflation is affecting your family, 167% said yes and 138% said no. I don't want to say I'm too lazy, but if laziness were an Olympic sport, I'd come in fourth just so I wouldn't have to walk up to the podium. Hey, Dave, how is a rabbit like a plum?
I don't know, John, how?
Well, they're both purple, Dave, except for the rabbit. Tell me, why do we press harder on the remote control when we know the batteries inside are dead? Does that ever work for you? You know, that's not a manual switch there. Be careful what you order online. We ordered a German Shepherd, and now there's a bearded guy in Lederhosen living with us. Guy goes to the drugstore and asks for deodorant. The clerk says, the ball kind? The guy says, no, this is for my underarms. I thought we told a joke like that last week, and I thought we decided we weren't going to tell jokes like that anymore. Guy walks into a restaurant and asks what the special is. The waitress says, cow tongue. He says, well, I'm not eating anything that came out of a cow's mouth. Give me a couple of eggs. Hey, Dave, my wife says, if I make any more breakfast puns, she's going to leave me. I'm toast.
You told that one last week.
I know, but now my kids keep egging me on, Dave.
Okay, well.
By the way, Dave, I know you think this is a load of crap, so I'm going to let it go on.
Well, I wouldn't make any hash decisions here.
Oh, by Friday, you'll be begging for mercy, Dave. Just getting started. My wife and I went to see a therapist, and I said, are you going to bring up my obsession with predicting the future? And she said, yes, I am. And I was like, I knew it. Hey, Dave, did you know if everybody in the world held hands around the equator, most of them would drown? Hey, Dave, did you know if you took the Washington Monument and laid it on its side, you would be in big trouble? Did you know that, Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, did you know if you put a seashell to your ear, you can hear the ocean, but if you put a stranger's leg up to your ear?
What can you hear then, John?
You can hear him call the police, Dave. That's what you're going to hear. I ran out of clean socks, so I piled them up on a tray, which is what a lot of you do, I know. And then I grabbed some detergent, and I went downstairs to do my laundry, but I slipped on the way down. I fell, and everything went flying. So there I was, sitting on the socks by the tray.
Watching the tide